134 Girls presents The Posh Prelude.
Hello, welcome to 134 Goals. I'm Chris Sharp, and today I'm going to be looking ahead to this afternoon's fixture on Good Friday away at Scunthorpe. I'll be looking at some of the options that Robbo has, and finishing up as ever in the prelude with my prediction for this afternoon's game. Okay, so we'll be looking, no doubt, for a reaction from the players this afternoon from the defeat against Coventry last weekend. There was a development match in the week against Bournemouth, which the Posh were victorious at. And there were some particularly good performances from Harry Anderson, Marcus Madison, Norris Pearson and Sheehan. So there will be options, I would imagine, for Robbo to take advantage of. In his pre-match interview, Robbo was indicating that he's looking for more flair from the players, looking for playing with more attack and to be braver, which would be very welcome, I have to say, following on from Coventry's game, and a return to some free-flowing football. All of those things would be most welcome. And I have to say, if we can achieve that, then that will be a big victory for him, because obviously his style of play when he came in, he went back to basics a bit and got the team robust, resilient and very well organised. And if we can now introduce some creativity and flair, that'll be fantastic. I think everybody would really appreciate that. A couple of questions for me. With Gabs back from international duty and Santos now back after his suspension, would the centre-back pairing be changed? I kind of suspect that if Gabs has got no ill effect from jet lag, from his international appearance, then yes. I would expect Gabs to feature, and I would also be tempted to put in Rico, because I think those two at the moment have demonstrated that they are our strongest centre-back pairing, so I'd probably be wanting to make that change. The other question mark I'd be having is around Jack Payne. Since he got up to the 9 yellow card mark, he has been a bit quieter. The amnesty kicks in on Sunday the 12th of April, so there's still 3 games to go, so maybe that's weighing a bit on his mind. But I certainly think if we want to play with a bit more flair, then alongside Bozzy, maybe a change of personnel could deliver that. And I'm thinking there specifically around Norris or maybe Beautyman. To take that berth, but yeah, I think there probably will be a couple of changes that Robbo makes in his team. Also, Luke Williams, previously he's played at Scunthorpe, so I'd expect him to feature at some point. As with most players, they do like to score against their old clubs, so I would imagine he will feature at some point. It's probably going to be a well-attended game. There's 600 tickets already been sold. So I would expect on close to 900 or so Poshies in fine voice, no doubt, this afternoon. So if you are going to be there, enjoy it, be loud, be proud, and do bring back points. So looking at Scunthorpe for a second. Scunthorpe are having a bit of a challenging season, shall we say. Certainly if we just look at 2015 for them, well, they've played 15. They've won 2, drawn 6 and lost 7. And their last win came in the middle of February at home to Chesterfield, a game that they won 2-0. And in their last outing, they drew 2-2 at Notts County. And in that match, Theo Robinson made his debut for Scunthorpe. He's on loan from Doncaster Rovers and he also scored in that match as well. But looking at the threats that Scunthorpe have, they're very much centred around two players. Paddy Madden, who plays up front for them, he's got 14 goals. And Gary McSheffrey from midfield has got 7 for them. So they appear to be their main goal threats. So keeping those two guys quiet will be essential, I would imagine. Just looking at the profile of how they score and concede goals, certainly in the last quarter they are quite vulnerable, which might suggest a bit of a fitness issue for them. And certainly in the last 10 minutes, that's when they are most exposed, shall we say. So hopefully with Robbo's belief in playing for 96-odd minutes, we can make some inroads there. OK, looking at the referee, Carl Berry.
Every time!
Yeah, Carl Berry. This will be his 4th match that he has officiated against the Posh. Worryingly, we've lost all 3 previous games. And the last time he was the man in the middle was in the middle of February. when we were away at Port Vale, which was a game that we lost depressingly. So let's hope that today will be the day that we win with Mr. Berry in charge. So my prediction for this afternoon is a 2-0 victory to the mighty Posh. If you are travelling today, do enjoy, be loud, be proud, bring back points and keep it posh.
It's Borough Boys, making all the noise, everywhere we go, everywhere we go. It's the Borough Boys, making all the noise, everywhere we go, everywhere we go. It's the Borough Boys, making all the noise, everywhere we go, everywhere we go, everywhere we go.